It is now time for Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the co-host, Dio the poet, and the host, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Ollie. Good evening. Manners, good evening. Good evening. Manners and respect, Sluggy. What is going on?
Yes, they got everybody here, nice and warm. They got everybody funny inside. Big ups to all the guests today passing through. We can have a good time. We can have a chat today. Ollie, we can listen to some music and we can have some voice. Dio, you ready?
Yes. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. What's up?
Right. Good hold. First, I'm gonna ask you though. Hold. We can't get too far.
Well, it's been a bit rainy. But you know, with the island, it's 95% sun and, like, you know, 2% rain. The other little 3% in between is, like, you know, off and on, overcast. You can't complain. And as my grandmother always used to say, you know, what your plants need water to grow either way. So as we remain young in this space, we gotta keep getting some water. What about you, Sluggy?
Hey, blessed man, just working hard, and thankful to everybody tuning to me. A man this morning tell me he tuning, he don't ever miss a show. If you're tuning this evening, thank you very much for keeping it locked on. Big ups to you. Tell me he don't ever miss a show. We had a fairly long conversation by Chanel Supermarket. This man had cancer 3 years ago, overcome cancer 3 years ago, had such a incredible story, Dio. Like, every day meet somebody that listen to the show or just follow me online, and the stories that the everyday Bajan has got, bro, is always amazed me. Like, they got people that be walking about so sweet and going through so much, and be so thankful for these conversations, brother.
Yeah, like that,
it's,
tell
it's
you
still
like...
it's still unbelievable, I still pinch myself, dog, real talk.
I tell you, like, as also as artists, right, that's where we draw 90% of our inspiration from, right? Just talking to people every day on the street and what's not. And I'm glad to hear that story of, like, someone overcoming cancer and what's not. Everyone I've known that had cancer did not survive, right? So when I hear that people survive cancer and, like, survive the fight, like, it's just nothing but a heartfelt, you know, sense of appreciation for them still being here and what's not. And I'm glad if he's tuning in tonight, just, you know, big it yourself. If you're tuning in tonight, big it yourself, man. You're a survivor. Keep fighting.
Yeah.
Keep fighting.
Look at your name, 434-1790. 434-1790. I want anybody to say that got a story to tell today. Call in 434-1790. Dio, can I introduce your guests?
Yes.
Add them into the conversation. Conversation starting nice and deep, and I love it. So introduce me, guest, and let me get on the road.
All right. So to my far left in studio, I know one I can't see, but to my far left in the studio, I'm going to start by introducing a guy that I met at the... The gun violence protest that we had on CBC a couple years back. And I heard him then, like, he was amazing then. I watched his growth on the internet and what's not, and he's been doing great things. So introducing to my far left, Sam Sounds on the Sound System Dem. Sam Sounds, good evening.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Pleased to be here, man.
Sam Sounds, how's your weekend going, Sam Sounds?
Pretty cool, just like the weather, as you were saying, pretty cool. Today wasn't too busy for me. Recovering from a little bug that they had going wrong recently, but other than that, I can't complain, man.
That's good. And to my near left, coming back to the stage that I am hearing of, Ayana.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Dog, man.
Sluggy.
No.
That's family.
Yeah. No, I am not as familiar with Ayana, right? So I hope during this segment I get to learn about Ayana more, to be quite honest. So Ayana, how is your weekend been?
We didn't hear. Ollie, cue up Ayana Jondi in the system. Cue up Ayana Jondi in the system there, please. And that's level one. We want Ayana Jondi ASAP.
I tell you what, Sluggy, I'm gonna look for a special one that when I was on 104 was heavily requested.
That we're talking about.
So just give
man.
Me a minute before we get straight.
Easy. 434-1790 Anybody got a story to tell? I'm meeting Beijing with some amazing stories. If you overcome anything, if you're free to call in today, I will still take one or two calls. Big ups to everyone in St. Andrew Lockhart. Oh gosh, we got one. Go, Ollie.
Hope we don't end up like this. Prostitutes to preachers, it's the life of a soldier. But when the karma comes around, don't say I never told you. This gangster for life refrain is tearing us apart, but don't you be on your way. Go check upon your thugs again. Go back to your guns again. On the corner pushing drugs again. But I won't forget that you put me second best. When is the fire in your eyes? Somebody hold me cause I feel so low. Don't wanna lose my baby. But now I realize this is a relationship between Guns and Roses. On a grave I saw them. Hope we don't end. In this relationship between Guns and Roses, hope we don't end up like this. Everybody says it's cause your mama didn't scold you. Internally I'm stressing if it's cause I didn't hold you. This gangster for life refrain is ripping us apart. You let my love go straight. We're back to the start again. To a place where we were never friends. To a place where we had never met. But I won't forget, you put me second best. Where is the fire in your eyes? Somebody hold me cause I feel so low. Don't wanna lose my baby. But now I realize that this is a relationship.
Well, Sluggy. Like, I didn't know that is Ayana. Oh my word. Shot. Shot. Between Guns and
Roses. Hope we don't end up like this. So if you're leaving, don't come back. I know you're scheming. That's a fact. You wanna live the life God said wasn't meant for you. So if you're leaving, don't come back. I know you're scheming.
All right. Welcome, Ayana John. Tell me, Ayana, where have you been and what happened? Yes, please. Yeah.
Let me wait, because you know the phone is just crazy already.
Oh, yeah.
We can take this call, but before we take this call, I want to keep the calls coming. This evening is a feel-good evening. We got my boy Sam and Ayana, two positive people that's pushing nothing but good vibes. So this evening, I feel good. I want some calls with some feel-good stories. No matter what it is you overcome, we need to tell these good stories. We got a caller so far. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Roy, my Uncle Sluggy. Let me go.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm great, my brother. How are you?
Hey, cool. You know who this is, Sluggy?
Yeah, I'll follow more. You boys, you get cussed regular, pun. You get cussed every day, point radio. Can't forget you, boys.
Why'd you know that?
Every day, point radio.
Can't you. I can give you a lighthearted figure story, a choo-choo figure story. I got a little sadness to think, but first, okay. I want to big up Ayana John. Let me say this to Barbies and say this to you, and I've said this to her. Sluggy, she is not just a singer. You know they are singers, Sluggy? She just interpret music and interpret lyrics. There's a difference, you know. They got some people who can sing well, But when you get to a level of interpretation, when you embody the song, the lyric, the music, she understands that. Yes. And I want the young artists to understand that. We got some sweet singing people here, buddy. Got a sweet voice. But when that buddy can embody a song, that buddy's a real entertainer performer. You understand, Sluggy?
Legend in the game. Youngest got classics already. A young lady that already got classics. You don't see that. We can skate over. Still a young lady and already got classic tune that live on for more than a decade. Alf, come on, man. We can skate over.
She ain't easy. Now you talk about figures, Sluggy. I know you couldn't live near the water. I can go in the water up to my chest. But because I'm part of the field medical team, you know the thing out there by the National City Field Medical Crew, I'm part of those. We had training today, Sluggy. Yes. Sluggy, if I tell you what I have to do today, don't laugh, Sluggy, because I was going to come for you. We were out on the Coast Guard boat today, Sluggy, and we had to jump off. I must have met about 30 attempts, Sluggy. Sluggy, the water, the deep, Sluggy. Sluggy, the water, the cold, Sluggy. But I went.
Without lifeguards, without jackets.
Sluggy, you're a madman. I had not a life vest and I had safety in the water, Sluggy. But what I'm saying to you, I had to build up courage to even get off.
Uh-huh.
So I had to face the fear,
Sluggy. With a jacket, bro?
Sluggy. It ain't just the life jacket.
Come on,
you see the unknown? You see the unknown, Sluggy? Sluggy, the unknown. I jump off, though. Anyhow, just to tell people something, you got to face your fears. That is one. Let me tell you now, real, my mother, for the last 13 years, has battled cancer. Battled cancer, Sluggy. You want somebody to tell you about battling it?
Yes, I know.
And she has battled it.
Turn off their phones, please.
I just turned it off.
I know that personally.
You know that, Sluggy. And she has... She's a champion. My mother celebrated her birthday on Tuesday. And she's my inspiration because my mother would have had some long, beautiful locks and different things. She would have lost that. But what is amazing is if you look at my mother, specifically, you got cancer. Because my mother turned the C in cancer into Christ, into consciousness, into care. I believe it is how my mother lives her life that has healed her. Like, my mother would give, although she ain't got. My mother would go to Q that's early line. My mother, she's part of, like, three different organizations. And you see, when you associate with organizations, it is lift your spirit because you're part of something. And my mother is always cheerful, so you don't see my mother down. And I want to say this to people. Don't care what you're going through in life. If you can find a mindset, is a mindset that can put you on a trajectory of, look, today may be rough, but tomorrow will be better, Sluggy. You're going to get through because you have to see that tomorrow will be better. If you're not going to believe that tomorrow will be better, you're going to be hopeless. And that young man that you got in the studio, he's a writer. Writers understand that. The writers don't only write for entertainment. Writers write because it's education. But Ayanna don't sing a song. She sounds like go through some dark moments that people don't see, but that music just lift her spirit. Sluggy, you're a musician. You know that sometimes the only thing you can turn to is piece of music, you know? I want people to understand
art is a lot of
very young people. If you want to see young people flourish, support the arts more. The art is a savior. Drama, theater, music, drawing. When people go to a psychologist, somebody says, what can you do? I like writing poems, going to write. What I tell you so, because it's therapy. What do you like doing? Draw. It is therapy. It is therapy. I want Barbadians to understand music ain't just music. If you go back to our African heritage, go and research Negro spirituals. Go and research those things. Art.
I got a question for you, Al.
Yo.
When you first got the news of cancer, how did you all get through that? Because you know the news alone something is really breaking down. How did your mom get through that one? And then for you as a son, because you know the sons out, you know the boys and the mothers, like, we feel this duty well. I own her. You know what I mean? That how I feel. My mother, I feel like my mother's mine. And like, It's my
responsibility.
I was a guilt president.
That's being real. How you get through that? How you get through that, bro?
Okay. Good. So I would never forget that day was at UE, guild president. And my mother called me and told me, come to your hospital. No, your daughter won't talk to you. I know she went to get a test. And she had to get the test, the results had to send overseas and all this fancy thing. I went in there. Here she. My mother cried. Then she got a good mindset. Your daughter talked. And then I took her, never forget, to Pelican Village to Miss Selma, I think that's her name, because I had believed always in a natural process first, let the body try to heal itself. And my mom came home. We went through this whole thing. What has to happen? We didn't mourn and sulk. My mother said, she didn't want that little sympathy thing. And Sluggy went to tell her she has to do the chemo. We had one or two fundraisers, and my mother religiously would get on the bus, walk across the hospital pastor, go and get the chemo. And although mom was getting these chemos, she was a source of inspiration for the people in there. If you call down there now, they would tell you, my mother come there and like, not your place. Then she joined the cancer support service, which have been a staple in her life. Even though if they call me tomorrow, we'll go, because they have a support. So the thing for me is a support cast around you. I needed that support.
And they do really great work. The Cancer Society do really great work, but we are out.
Yeah, Cancer Society and really, really support big services. Right? Yeah. So, for me, as her only child too, Sluggy, you know, and only a son, you know that you are the only one. And you, therefore, you are the only child. Your mother depends on you. You depend on your mother. So, that support grew stronger. Because I'm accustomed to hearing my mother 2-3 times a day. And I do real prayer, brethren. I'm telling you, I ask you, I do lots of reading too. What this thing is, how this thing gonna be. So I saw my mother go through different stages from having a long lock, started to lose her lock, all of these things. Sometimes my mom would be a little agitated, but you gotta understand that's part of the process. Sometimes my mom would cry, that's part of the process. But you gotta be strong there.
Yeah.
You got to be. And then even when mom going to organization activity, I would drop her and pick her up because you see, getting out of the house, Sluggy, and being part of something, that help. I keep telling people, that's healing. If you want to get strong, join a group of similar people and get strong. Ayana John can only get strong if she grounds of a certain standard. She cannot get strong as a musician if she go out and see and just swim. Because, you know what I'm saying? Poets feed off a poet. And we have to honestly, for me, it was that. Then, when it came down then, so, I don't want to call it final stages. Where now, after you get past that point of the realization, you see the growth after. So, we never really had a problem of eating junk. So, like, we only eat chicken and fish. So, to even adjust the food, then a problem, because we didn't cook it with salt from before. So, what I eat, my mother's eat.
Where did that foundation come from? How did you and her get to that place of just trusting and knowing that all would be well in the end? Where did that foundation come from?
Amani and George Biscom, grandfather, also had some cancer, and he had lived next door to me. I would get up every morning for 3 years when I was teaching at the Alexander School, bathe my grandfather, feed my grandfather. So I saw him go through a stage of this thing, and that prepared me for my mother. People sometimes don't understand what you go through prepares you for something else in the future, you know? So that day, dealing with my grandfather, prepared me for my mother. You get what I'm saying to you? And that transition was kind of easy.
Yes.
I was there. So when my mom and I speak to people about this, we can tell them because we have been there. I know what it is to go through. Nobody tell me, you don't know, didn't you here? Didn't you at all, study? And preparation. And being around people, like he tell you, that support and that prayer. I know that some people don't believe in God, right? But I know what the Father has done for me and my mother. I know. And I believe in that. Because, you know, I write Sluggy, that helped me a lot too. So I write some pieces, maybe some dark pieces that you don't really want to publish. But you got those as comfort. And you go back and say, wait, you write this here? At which stage did I write this? And when somebody who is going through something knows that you care, goes along with slugging. So you know what I did for my 50th birthday?
Agreed.
You know what I did for my 50th birthday? And I know, Sluggy, you couldn't make it, but you wanted to make it. Maybe you would feedback, or you weren't well. For my 50th birthday, Sluggy, I didn't celebrate my 50th birthday. I paid tribute to my mother on my 50th birthday. That whole little luncheon I had was for my mother. It didn't move me. It was to say thank you to this woman. Because she had been my soul.
Yeah, big up, mommy. I was there. I was there for the party tribute. I dropped some young persons that were there to perform.
You
I was there for
you
that party.
Back, you had to go.
Yeah. Big ups. Listen, big ups to Carol Alf Padmore. Salutes to Carol Padmore with a feel-good story. Ollie, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Big ups to Alf pardoning and getting and support all the time.
Yeah, thank you, Al. Thank you, Al.
Have a great day, my brother. No, Samsung.
Yes, please.
Samsung, put on your earphones good. Point your earphones good again, feedback. Point your earphones good. Let me go. Good. No, I see that. I see that your music has a certain message, and you are very careful with the messages you put out. Yeah. I want to know when did that start, and what took you on this journey, my brother?
All right. Well, blessings again, Sluggy.
And then over to you, D.
Yeah, it's good to be here with you. I've been watching your platform all the time. Love. BIM Got Talent, big up all the time.
Yes, you know
one,
that.
Two.
That's the
clip. Yeah.
Love.
That's the same vibe that you're on, man. But with my story, it would have come from growing up, childhood, you know? And I would have noticed a change coming around to say, teenage years, like 14, 15. That's when I start to see, well, as you're starting to become a young man now, and young ladies and what's not, everybody's starting to try and make decisions for themselves. And I'm going to tell you, I had a real good upbringing. I had a good foundation. And I would big up my parents for that. But some of my friends, I can tell you 97, 98% of my friends had saying like, I know, they was just growing up. They didn't really had much parenting. And they was figuring out a lot for themselves and things. They might got a couple family members in and out that might look out for them. But for the most part, it was raising themselves. And after that age, I would see a lot of people going down the same paths, doing the same things, getting in trouble, doing a lot of stuff that would be to their detriment. And as from my brought up, see again, I learned to be a leader, you know? So I never followed the crowd to do foolishness, but I was always right there trying to figure out and see how we could help them not go down these paths. And even though we would share the same interests, like with music and what's not, like we would listen to a lot of the same dancehall, a lot of the same bad man tune and what's not, but it would affect me differently to them because them was taking this thing too literally. So for me, when I decided to make music now, I wanted to make it with an energy that me and my friends would enjoy, but with a message that would, if they could take that message literally, it would impact them positively.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying from that standpoint, because it's different when you grow up seeing it. Mm-hmm. As being someone who also grew up seeing certain things, it's different when you can see it and then you hear it everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. Right? So like you seeing it at home, you seeing it when you walk the street, you seeing it when you get school, and then like you hearing it in the music. So like it becomes like a four stage thing that hits you, so you embody what you're hearing. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's why I also wanted to ask you in terms of the inspiration. Where do you get the inspiration from? Do you draw from your friends that you saw went on the wrong path? Do you draw from everyday like scenarios? Where you get the inspiration from to write these amazing songs?
Simple with it. I observe a lot of people in less fortunate situations, a lot of ghetto life. I observe not just here, but on a world scale too. Even for example, the whole Trinidad scene and the amount of violence and crime going on, Jamaica, that kind of thing, is part of the culture. And it's a big part, even though sometimes we try to keep it kind of low so that we will look better. But it's a problem. And me as a person, I solution based. And when I see things like that, I just can't just like sleep. So it's beyond my mind. And even if you see me go on to do other songs and what's not, this is the type of music I'm dealing with first, because I'm prioritizing this. I feel like this is important. And the one or two youth that might hear it and say, you know what, he got a little point. I just blessed that I could help them and assist them in some way in life, you know? So I feel like the message is first and foremost for the music, for those youth that will be listening. But again, if you're talking about where I get the inspiration from, my neighborhood, from going to school, you're going through certain neighborhoods and you're going different areas, you're coming through town and what's not. And especially when you're at that age and you're on your own, you could go anywhere. Sometimes you end up in wrong places and see some bad things. And then for me, I learn. But for other people, they probably like that thrill, or they like the adrenaline that come with it. And it's never end up nice. It's never end up nice. So that's where the inspiration
is. My uncle always used to tell me, you never see a 60-year-old bad man.
Yeah, your bad men don't get old. They don't retire, nor get pension, you know?
You know, so I understand from that standpoint for sure. Right? As an artist, right, I genuinely love to hear where people get their inspiration from. Like, Ayana, can you touch on that for a little bit? Like, where you got your, Ayana, like, where do you get your inspiration from? Right, where do you get your messages from? I remember growing up, right? I remember hearing Guns N' Roses blazing in my uncle's house, right? Like blazing, right? So it's amazing just to be here saying those, like, you know, that, you know, like, used to be meditating on that song growing up.
What?
Yes. Yes. Like, Vince, like you said, that you got classics and you're still young. I was like, yeah, that is a classic. Mm-hmm. That one for sure is a classic. You got a couple others too, and all of you. Big ones.
I realize. I'm surprised that a lot of men love that song.
Let you know,
love. A lot
love.
Of men come up to me and say, man, it's just, you know, it's just
me listening to it. You know.
I'm like, what? Yeah. I didn't write it for y'all.
That's unfortunate. We can still appreciate it.
I was like, I didn't write it for you. But I will say, I wrote that song when I was 20 years old.
Sure.
That was like a depression point in my life. So you'll find out a lot of the songs I wrote at that time were sort of like, you know. So I'm glad that it turned out, you know, to be remembered. But I'm in a happy part of my life, like, you know, where I got over a lot of insecurities, and it reflects in the writing, because you know, you can only, well, because I song write, I can come from a place of actual experience. So I write, and it's definitely a reflection of where I am. I'm an older, more mature person. I'm happy to be more mature. I find I don't get too bothered about things that I used to get bothered about when I was younger. And that's a good thing for me, because I'm a nervous person. I'm very anxiety ridden, and it was worse when I was younger, but I don't sweat the small stuff now. So it reflects in the writing. So my experience now might be a little different from Samson's experience. He's now coming up, and you know, he said that he's been, you know, in touch and has experience with a lot of negativity that he can now take, and he can create positive, you know, moves in terms of the music, because a lot of people cannot write or cannot mentally get into that space. So maybe his words and lyrics can kind of inspire them to take a positive route. So yeah, but I'm in the happier stage. of my career. So the song Do Bad, which I wrote, it's just about freeing up, having fun, you know, and just being and just not, you know, thinking about your insecurities.
Okay. From my understanding, we supposed to got a little mix. I don't know if you can give me a little performance of the song Do Bad.
Sure. Okay, let me back off this mic, 'cause you know my voice hard, right? Kiwi's on. Take it off. All right. Goodness, anytime you come here, you give me a stress. Only know to love me when I'm doing my best. Always know to hate me when I'm feeling a mess. Pull and squeeze, you know I'm a trigger's like a dog with fleas. You like playing the tea and I can't find peace. We so far from heaven, do I need a priest? Only the music can save me. I've been so heavy and my mind is a plate. Before the world done break me, I need a vet to hold me tight and shake my head too stuck in my waist. Usually I be in bed, but I can't get out my head, so I'm out and about, yeah. So long, take me back to the days when I used to tuba. Tuba, tuba, tuba. Tuba, tuba, tuba. Tuba, can let me see a tuba. I wanna see a tuba. Tuba, tuba, tuba. Tuba, tuba, tuba. Tuba, can let me see a tuba. Wind down to the ground with ease. Call me good knees. How I disturb in the peace. Have mercy. Have mercy. Wind up, stick it and freeze. Not too sleaze. Don't give a man just a piece. Have mercy. Have mercy.
I'm looking forward to seeing you live, yo. As good, it's like I promise you, as good. You probably heard it before. As good as she sung through these headphones, and as good as she sung on the ear, she sung better in person. I want you to know that for sure. She sung better in person.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Farm
top. No.
Sweet.
Yo. Yeah, rhythm and rhyme, man. I had to take off my headphones for a minute because I was listening to my headphones at first, right?
What are you doing?
Like, not like, because it sounds smooth and it sounds lovely coming through the headphones, but then when I took it off, I was like, oh, wow, like, nah, give me a minute.
Yo, we can get Sam for Samsung now, do you?
Of course, Samsung, you ready for me?
Yeah, man, let me get you saying, you got the instrument today?
Dude.
Yeah, this one is going to be at Poetry.
Wait, hold up. Samsung, we got a problem here, Samsung. Samsung, what is song name, Samsung?
Right, Fully Dance.
Explain that to me, Fully what?
Dance.
Spell off me.
D-U-N-C-E.
Thank you, Fully Dance. Fully Dance.
Yeah, man. So this one is going to be performing live at Poetry next Thursday. Make sure you get there.
Shoo!
8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
8 p.m. sharp.
8 p.m. sharp.
Yeah, Beer Superstars performing.
Not Beijing. Not Beijing. 8 p.m. 8 p.m. sharp.
Sharp. A real,
like
real
a fresh
militant.
Haircut sharp.
Yeah, man.
Like a butter knife.
A BDF.
Sharp.
A BDF.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Ready for me, Sam?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Some sounds on your sound system, a Caribbean thing now. Streets overrun with the young thugs who have no moral compass, no more remorse, no mercy. How them get so bloodthirsty? Them never grow with much love, not much kisses, not much hugs. To survive, you had to be tough and do some things too grim to speak of. This generation is Fully Dance. Let me tell you about guns and hooligans. I could see it in your eyes in a careful light. This generation is ignorant, enough juveniles with big guns. You better watch yourself, you could lose your life. Mindset warped and distorted, callous, cold-hearted, make a wrong move and a war could be started. Clear the confused, find bodies discarded, calling them dancy, some say retarded. System set up and you can guess who's the target. Lambs to the slaughter, piggies to market, sweeping black murder under the carpet. Them can't win the game, so them force we to forfeit. Tell me how we get the pan drums in the ghetto. Tell me how we get the handguns in the ghetto. Every man turn top striker like Eto. Youths want things they don't know no better. Badness is trending, big shit. Are sending drugs and machines with big clips extending. Don't risk not doing this, shots fly like tourists. Not business for morticians and florists. Real melangos blowing out your candles. More criminals than the police can handle. Murders for minors, constant reminders, things dread. This generation is Fully Dance. Let me tell you about guns and hooligans. I can see it in your eyes in a careful light. This generation is ignorant, enough juveniles with big guns. I can see it in ya. Yo, let me get a piece more. Check it, just for some new gear. Six of your friends gonna have to pull beer. An assigned assailant will assassinate you, and you don't even know his face. Depending on the time and place, might be an unsolved case. Maybe you'll just disappear somewhere to deteriorate. Must be a horror movie or sci-fi. Five guys just drop out just like Wi-Fi. See the badness rough, something like high tide. Boy shirt turn red like if it tie-dye. Girl says she want gangster, not a shy guy. A man with fly brain, not one with fly kite. A man with shoot people and do drive by. Them kind of lifestyle short like high bike. Life got the youngsters coming up mean and cruel. Another one gone anytime I open my screen and scroll. Broad daylight, man, I clap it. Kick, kick like Mbappe. They say make the most dappy. And nobody can. This generation is fully dance. Let me tell you about guns and hooligans. I can see it in your eyes in a careable lie. This generation is a grunt, enough juveniles with big guns. You better watch yourself, you could lose your life. Streets overrun with the young thugs who have no moral compass, no more remorse, no mercy. Oh, them get so bloodthirsty. Them never grow with much love, not much kisses, not much hugs. To survive, you had to be tough and do some things too grim to speak of. Yeah, man, poetry, Barbados.
Yeah. One thing, right?
The show is
this show is Thursday and next week Thursday the 30th of May from 8 p.m. at Cricket Legends. Down in Fontebel, 8 p.m. sharp.
Be a gentleman.
Listen, this show give me action. Deal, you know you gotta come now. Deal, you know you gotta come now.
Sluggy, we got 20 artists performing. Sluggy, you ever see a show like that? We got 20 artists performing. 20 international artists, 2-0. Sluggy. 2-0. Mm-hmm. 2-0. You know, Crane said he last 20. Mm-hmm. I promise you. 20. Give you lineup. You gonna ask me to scratch my head now. Okay, no problem. I got you covered. Well, of course,
you know,
we got Sam Sounds on the original sound system, a Caribbean thing, them.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, it's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. We're coming back to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme right after this.
No need to go elsewhere. It's coming top over city, we're top over it. No need to go elsewhere. Vibes in Crop Over City, friends and family, color, energy, vans, the drugs, the road, fed the line, the food, good music, good melody, some action is the remedy, and all we need to see is fireworks, Crop Over City on high alert, DJs and artists, love crews and parties, then DJs that be beating them, a beating bottle pink a ting pong, DJs and artists, love crews and parties, then DJs down. No need to go elsewhere. It's fun in Crop Over City, where Crop Over lives. No need to go elsewhere. It's vibes in Crop Over City, where Crop Over lives.
Starcom Network and Carter's presents Grill Wars, King of the Grill. The grand prize for the winning team and King of the Grill is $500 cash, one gas grill, and a complete set of barbecue utensils, compliments Carter's, and more prizes from our partners.
Here's how to enter.
Step 1. Shop. Spend $50 at Carter's Storewide or spend $25 on Caribbean flavor seasoning and barbecue sauce, or Bad Dog sausages and bacon, or Lanchitas cheese at the Western Wholesale Sales Center, or purchase a Ruby Gas refill, any size, or purchase a 6-pack of Stag beer. Step 2. Write your favorite grilling recipe. Step 3. Complete the entry form on StarcomNetwork.net, including uploading a photo of your receipt along with your grilling recipe by 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, June 2nd. Terms and conditions apply. Stay tuned for more details. Grill Wars. King of the Grill is powered by Carter's, and thanks to our other partners and the stations of Starcom Network.
I'm the man.
So good evening. I know you guys miss me. Did you guys miss me?
Of course.
Yeah, man. But, you know, Dio, the poet, did a good job. I feel soggy. Somebody sat there like a stay home. What do you think?
Man, listen, any platform we got that we could use to push the youth or the ones that come in, I am all for it. You know what I mean? Like, all the shiny belongs to we. And everybody could get a slice of the cake. So you don't for whatever you don't for once, it's positive, sister.
It's true. So I know you asked the old poet who are the persons in this 20 person cast.
Yes.
The biggest poetry we have had. Because we doing a big celebration of spoken word. Listen, 4 out of the 6 nominees for the Guyanese People's Choice Spoken Word Artist of the Year were from poetry. So we're doing a big do down. The Spoken Word Artist of the Year is from poetry, the marketing manager Stone with Cupid. Big up yourself. I think got article from Barbados today. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. So you guys can read it. But performing the 20 artists and VOB listeners, I want you to listen to the caliber of artists. We ain't just got artists. We got award-winning artist. So the first artist is the viral sensation Miss Ashley Sirie. She has a video of 209,000 on our TikTok at Poetry, which is P-O-E-T-R-E-E. We also have the Guyanese spoken word artist of the year Stone with Cupid, Dio the poet, Ray, Timon Howard, Bless Brit, Tatu Heron, Safia, Samsungs. Wait, that's me, myself. Malachi Holt, Cher Antoinette, Raquan Himes, Ayanna John, Eden, Ariel Hamilton, The Zams, Carmen, and Michael Bonds. Now, Michael Bonds will be here on May 26th. He is flying in from Boston, Massachusetts to be a part of Poetry Barbados. So he's going to be here and we're going to have some content with him. I think this is his first time to Barbados. So, you know, we're going to give him the poetry treatment and ensure that he enjoys his time on island. So VOB listeners, let me tell you, we had a rehearsal yesterday. And from the rehearsal alone, you do not want to miss this show. If you are not there next week, you are going to miss an epic show. 14 poets, award-winning poets, 6 singers. One of them is an alternative rock singer. So you have to be there to hear it. And if when I like Ayanna John, Ayanna John is going to be there live in the flesh. If you all like Samsung, Samsung's will be live in the flesh. If you all buy a Better Health magazine and you all saw him and was ooing and eyeing, but you can see him live at Poetry on Thursday, May 30th, 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30 and we start at 8 p.m. sharp. So if you get there at 8:02, somebody done on stage performing. So get there. Admission, $30. You pay at the door. So please come down next week, Thursday, and see this amazing lineup of artists. And speaking of artists, we have an artist in studio having a hot song for Kropova, Mr. Scribs. Scribs, come to the microphone, man.
We can drop Sam for Kropova now. Lashana. We can drop Sam for Kropova. Big up Scribs inside the building.
Yeah.
Kropova 2024.
It's true.
Yeah, you know, salutes to the Culture Barbados and NCF. You know, the Kropova ambassador this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to drop Sam for Kropova. Mm-hmm. Scribs.
Yo, I'm here.
who wrote this tune?
I work with Noise Boys. You know, I full music.
Nice.
You know, the full music too, so I don't want my band. So I play bass, guitar, right, everything like that. So yeah, I work with Noise Boys this year. So we just come together and bring this tune. I really like it though. It's a nice tune for the road, mostly. I enjoy. Nice. Yeah, you enjoy proper, man.
I don't want you
we can drop the tune now, but I want to skip past this. You play bass guitar and guitar and write your own tune too on this particular song?
Yeah. You play it all, do all of those things. Play a little keyboard in between.
Nice, too, man. Salute to you, Barbados. Remember the name Scribs. He played bass guitar on his own song. He played rhythm guitar, as we know, all the guitar on his own song. He write the song himself also. And he write the song himself also. And this is a young man that's a songwriter and a full musician. So he just got gear, your flowers. No, you could tell me what inspired you to write this one, the song topic and the line you went down. What where did that idea come from?
Well, most of the ideas come from when in the bath and things like that. Right. Yeah, so you know, it must get the vibes in the bath. You know, you're just soaping up, you know, and the vibe comes up on you. Yeah. Well, it's just a collaboration of different ideas and stuff like that. So I just put it together and execute it one time. Mostly like that.
That we're talking about. I'm glad you come and drop it from 92.9 and everybody. So listening, salutes to all the callers calling in, salutes to Alf. Everybody listening, come and drop your music. We playing all. Ollie, I want you load up that tune. Let Barbados take a listen to this young man's Chris. The bass guitar is his. The rhythm guitar is him. The lyrics is him. And the vocal also him. That's what we're talking about, man. Big up you.
Ready?
Yeah, man.
Yo! Hey, Scribs again. You see me there? Inside a van, I got my drink right up in my hand. Yo, watch me now. See me getting on, stick your butt. See me walking up, stick your butt. Don't mind the danger, stick your butt. Let's be up in the party, hey. See me getting on, stick your butt. See me walking up, stick your butt. Don't mind the danger, stick your butt. Let's be up in the party, hey. The girls them out are plenty. Can me spend my money? So look the way on the bumper now, right now, right now. Call my phone, I come in. Ready to drop down something. Give me the fire water now, yeah. Bartender don't waste the time. For the couple in the line. For the girl them looking fine. Up in here, I'm ready to do some mess. Drink all the drinks by the case. I love in this freaking place. Bring up my money. You see me there inside a van. I got my drink right up in my hand. Yo, watch me now. See me getting on. See me walking up. Speak your butt. Don't mind it, just speak your butt. Let's be up in the party, yeah. See me getting on. Speak your butt. See me walking up. Speak your butt. Don't mind it, just speak your butt. Let's be up in the party, yeah. The girls have been right over. I done lost all composure. Watching the bumpers left to right, yeah. I'm fighting the work, my ninja. Check me back, commander. Partying all through the night, yeah, yeah. Bartender, don't waste the time. For the couple in the line. For the girl, them looking fine. Up in here, I'm ready to blow some ass. Drink all the drinks by the case. I love in this freaking place. Bring up on money. You see me there inside a van. I got my drink right up in my hand. Yo, watch me now. See me getting on. Speak your butt. See me walking up. Speak your butt. Don't find it, just speak your butt. Let's be up in the party, hey. See me getting on. Speak your butt. See me walking up. Speak your butt. Don't find it, just speak your butt. Let's be up in the party, hey. We are coming for juvie. Speak your butt. All up on the highway. Speak your butt. We are coming in the fed. Speak your butt. Straight down soaking wet. We are coming for juvie. Speak your butt. All up on the highway. Speak your butt. We are coming in the fed. Speak your butt. Straight down soaking wet. Yo, bartender, don't waste the time. For the couple in the line. For the girl, them looking fine. Up in here, I'm ready to blow some ass. Drink all the drinks by the case. I love in this freaking place. Bring up on money. You see me there inside a van. I got my drink right up in my hand. Yo, watch me now. See me getting on. Speak your butt. See me walking up. Speak your butt. Don't mind it, just speak your butt. Let's be up in the party, hey. See me getting on. Speak your butt. See me walking up. Speak your butt. Don't mind it, just speak your butt. Let's be up in the party, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See you getting on. Scribble, see you getting on, ho.
Stinking buttless.
Still getting on, stinking buttless. My like it, though, Scribs. It sound good, man. It groovy.
My thanks, man. Yeah, boy.
Like, be gnarly, real talk. Yeah. Real talk. You know, it was saying. Yeah. Or I want to see that, but I like it. I like it. Ayana talk to me and Samsung.
I love Samsung
talk to me.
I love that melody, man. Stevie Wallace. Stevie, get to know you. Stevie Wallace.
Stevie Wallace. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I even do backup still.
You see?
Jesus, everything, man.
I love the background vocals too.
On the melody of the song, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the music will come afterwards, but I'm more concentrated on the melody. The melody is where you push the song and really give the song the flavor, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
That's right. That's what people can remember.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
What's the name
of the song, though? You see the song? I want to call B.O.B. and tell Ollie Stink and Whatless.
That's right. Yeah. Barbados, what I want to call and I request you to tell Ollie, I want to hear Stink and Whatless that we're talking about. I like that one. I like that one. Chris, any more? You bringing out any more of your season?
This is the only one right now. I did some like other things, right? So I just said, just do one for the season for right now. But you know what? If somebody call and they get them on a random or so.
I can see ya.
Huh?
But you got a good song, so I mean you can see it playing anywhere. Everything they got, whatever they got, you can get popping up and pushing your song.
Yeah, gotta be there, boy. You gotta push your song, boy. You can't let song waste. Yeah, boy.
And when I got Barbados, they got the salute to the Emancipation Village that can launch next week Saturday. The Emancipation Village, Stone with Cupid, who's Port of the Year, gonna be a part of that as well. Salute to Emancipation Village. And we just there, Cider in Haggett Hall. Next to where Slam 101 is in Haggett Hall. They got open mics for the Friday that one can pass through. Then they got some open mics in Oystings for the Saturday night that artists can pass through. So they got enough action and they can keep it locked to VOB or Bim Got Talent Online. Scripts, good work, dog. Scripts, good work.
Thanks, man.
And I'm gonna make sure I keep getting it since pain, man. Salutes to you. Everybody, give Scripts a hand, man. Good work, brother. Good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, love. People, that was Scripts. And listen, when I go request that one, that's a good job by a young man. And like you say, please be a guitar yourself. You play written guitar yourself. You see, even do the background vocals on the song yourself. You know what I mean? So when you see people putting in that kind of work, and putting in that kind of care and dedication to the craft, you got to salute them. Ayana, I want to know what can I expect from you on Thursday coming up.
The Dubai Legends. The Dubai remix featuring Peter Ram.
Don't do that, Ayana. Don't do that for radio. Don't do that for radio, Ayana. You serious?
Man, I telling you.
Don't do that.
Listen, Ollie got a queue up. You hear me?
I don't talk.
Yes. You hear that one? I did that especially for the season.
I don't talk. Bust tune.
AJ. Peter Ram. Have mercy. Anytime you call me or you give me a stress, only know to love me when I'm doing my best. Always know to hate me when I'm feeling a mess. Pull and squeeze, you know all my triggers like a dog with fleas. You like playing dirty and I can't find peace. We so far from heaven, do I need a priest? Only the music can save me. I've been so heavy in my mind as of lately. Before the world done break me, I need a vibe to hold me tight and shake me. Ain't too stuck in my waist, usually I be a man when I can get out my head. So I'm out and about, yeah. So long, take me back to the days when I used to do that. Do that. Let me see a do that. I wanna see a do that. Do that. Let me see a do that.
like we are not fancy. Tell them clear, give them make the entry. VIP, this is no complimentary. This is not a school, this is not elementary. Drive up on them like the Bentley. Independent and your belly never empty. Ha! Give me your bad wine, but not tempt me. Take it up and make a big tune on the century.
If you never knew a girl like me can be so flexible. Watch me work the floor, I'm crazy, never less incredible. Too bad with the economy, too bad, go mad. I got big energy when I work it. Work it, I turn around and see you lurking. Lurking, you got this sickness and it hurting. Hurting, I make the waves, I know you're surfing. Yeah, ride out, let me see up and down the set. Tear up the dance, let we woke up a sweat. This is my chance and I know how to flex. Show ya the wine if you want get the sex. Mama said to turn the place, spread the music, turn up the DJ pan red. Bouncing up and down like a bull bear market. Semi-automatic and my moves on target. What? Too bad, too bad, too bad. Too bad, too bad, too bad. Too bad, cause let me see ya too bad. I wanna see ya too bad. Let me see a Dubai. Wind down to the ground with ease. Call me good knees. How about disturbing the peace? Have mercy, have mercy. Wind up, stick it and freeze. Had to sneeze. Don't give a man just a piece. Have mercy, have mercy. Start up the show. Wind up me, darling. Start up the show. Wind up me, darling. Show, wind up me darling, start up the show, wind up me darling, too bad.
Music from Ayana and Peter Ram, Do Bad, the remix, 26 minutes after 7 o'clock, Sluggy, you've got a caller on the line, and I'm going to give you 5 extra minutes for Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme tonight.
No problem, let's take the call now. Good evening, welcome to Bayesian Rhythm and
Rhyme. Yeah, good evening, Sluggy.
The phenomenal, the amazing Ayana John. Good evening. Talk to me.
Yeah, you're right. I say, good evening, Sluggy. You and Ollie. My tell me something that real and not folly. Ayana John, moving on. I didn't hear the other caller name. The fella that played the guitar.
Oh, no, that is Scribs.
Chris.
Scribs.
Chris. Craze mean business, man. You know, I like to put the do something. You would call it rhythm and rhymes. You know, I would do my rhythm and rhymes. I don't think so. And that thing that you promised to bring would come in good for Father's Day, Sluggy. Enjoy the rest of the night and keep the good work up, my side.
Enjoy
Randy.
The rest of your night, man.
Randy.
Yes, please, no problem. Bigger to Randy Eastman. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Randy Eastman, my manager on the outside.
Yeah.
To Randy. Big ups to the caller, man. Thanks for that. Thanks for that, Ollie. Ayana.
Yo, Sluggy. Ayana.
Do you honestly know how good you are?
Listen, as an artist, it just gotta be humble, right?
Just
gotta be humble.
Humble, but know your worth. Humble, but know your worth.
It was always an honest question, right? Like, you know, when you get around people, right? That you know that really know music and know art and got a deep appreciation for art,
right?
And could be so amazed at. I could be so amazed at the work you put out.
Right.
How do you perceive that? Because you got to know somehow you got a slight idea that you are not the average artist. You got some small inkling, and I know it was true hard work. I know the hard work. We had a conversation about it on this same station.
Yeah.
We even went in depth of the amount of work you put in and the amount of years and work you put in.
Yeah.
So you know it ain't just luck, right?
Right.
But
right.
After all these years of hard work. After all these years of hard work, to see how people receive you are on a very high level, how do you take that all in?
Well, that is, as a musician, if somebody say that they love your work, that's the ultimate
compliment. Yeah.
That's the mm-hmm. ultimate compliment. But you also have to like cut yourself in half, you know, that part of you that likes like that likes receiving compliments, and then somebody that doesn't try to go over the line with it. You know, you still have to understand that there's work to be done. Things mm-hmm. change, you know, and you got to kind of go with the tide. So, yeah, so as long as you can kind of just, you know, yeah, as long as you can compartmentalize, right? Exactly. You know, there's still stuff to be done.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that, right? I got a question, though, that I want you to answer first, but I also want Samsung and you answer this question.
Ooh.
And because thankfully, three are all at a certain level. And if you request it by LaShawna, you know how LaShawna thinks, right? Mm-hmm. I ain't getting ear, it's open ear, but LaShawna is marked. No, it being real, because that, it being real, because that, everybody know that, my dog, you know what I mean? LaShawna's who get me right in. But LaShawna is marked hard because she's a PR person, so LaShawna is marked hard. Your T's gotta be crossed and I's gotta be dark, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanna know from Ayana, and then I want both guests answer this, Ollie.
Well, I guess you can wrap up with us, Sluggy. We're going to give you until 25 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's now 7:31.
Hey, we can wrap up with this. Easy. So I asking each one, when you, although you are at a certain level, how do you get better? When you hit this trade that you all are in, how do you even get better?
Just don't get complacent, because when I decided to come back out, because even though I would release singles, I wasn't really heavy about pushing music. When I decided to come back out, I realized that a lot of people like my chanting. So I said, well, chant is not something that I focused on so much, but I said, when I come back out, I'm going to focus on my chanting. So I just started to write verses and 8 and 16 bars each day. I would just write something, anything that I was feeling. And then that's how I just, you know, I try to do something different, and it's paying off.
I love that. No, Samsung, how do you get better, my brother?
Yeah, but that's something that I aim to do every day in some way, whether it might be the lyricism or you're practicing your vocals and holding certain notes and what's not. But for me, I try to observe the best that have ever done it and see what little pointers I could take from them. So learning from the legends is how I try to get better.
Sluggy, before you go on, you do have a caller. So before we get to deal, let us take this call. Hi, ma'am. We can hear you.
Hi, Sluggy. How are you?
I am okay. I am fine. Thank you. Please step away from the noise.
Well, I'm not. I am not trying to bring the ball.
You in the bus?
Yes.
What bus it ain't? Well, salute to everybody, City Circle City bus.
Circle,
you call to shout out somebody?
Maybe I'm too big on my bus. So I'm going to invite myself my bus. Yeah,
easy. Big ups to you, and you have a wonderful birthday.
Can I join birthday?
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Salute.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Salutes to you. And your background noisy, but again, thank you very, very much for calling in. Love, winner. Love and appreciate the calls and the love. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, Ollie. Let me go to you.
The question was, how do you get better? I think you really need to take an honest look in the mirror and ask yourself if you're where you want to be. And if the answer is no, then you got room to improve. The problem is that some artists just genuinely don't want to be honest with themselves. I was nominated for Poet of the Year this year, alongside Akeem Chandler Prescott. You understand me? Stone with Cupid. No, Cupid beat me yet again. And I can be very real with you. Every single time I lose, I just go, yo, like,
I guess I ain't there yet. I don't blame the boy out. So I don't like, nah, like there's a difference. There got to be something disconnecting me from him. He's at a certain level right now where he's just booming. He's an amazing artist. Every single thing he touch on the mic just be fire. Mm-hmm. You understand me? He's so powerful in his work and what he does and what's not. And if I'm being honest with myself, I am too like Bob Sharp of being Cupid. You understand me? And that's not like hurting myself by saying I am any less than him, yeah. Right? Because I believe I'm also an amazing artist, but there's something that he does that I have yet to find out. And he has a couple of years on me, not calling him old or nothing. He has a couple of years on me, so I'm yet to figure it out. He's 10 years into the business, I'm 3 years into the business. So saying that I am 3 years into the business, that I can compare myself to him, I'm doing good with my own right, but I also got to go, okay, there are other people in this industry that are amazing, immaculate, and powerful, right? So if I can look at them and draw from them, then I can be even more so. You understand? And that's just it. Like, take a good look in the mirror and ask yourself the honest and powerful question of, yo, what am I missing? And if you're honest with yourself, you can keep growing. If you're honest with yourself, you can keep growing.
And also, Sluggy, you got to hear from Scribs.
You got to hear from Scribs.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Scribs, you can hear the question.
How do you get better, Scribs? How do you keep working on your pen, your music, your guitaring? You're a multi-talented brother. Like, how do you continue to get better?
To be honest, I have no idea. It does go naturally.
It just kind of naturally.
I guess the more you do it, mm-hmm. like for recording purposes, the more you record and stuff like that, the better you will get at it and stuff like that. Musician wise, you know, you just gotta practice and stuff like that there. Yeah. But the better your craft, you gotta listen to different music and stuff like that there too. Different melodies, how other artists, not say you're copying them, but you see how the modern day music looking like. So you gotta give your vibe from that. You understand? And it just come naturally, you know? Just come naturally.
Shoo.
I like that. I totally understand what you're saying, and you go out to study other artists, you go out to study other greats if you wanna be great too.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. you know, you take every great artist is take a little piece from many artists. Every great artist do it. So I totally understand. And then you said best by practicing, and of course repetition is help. So if you're doing same perfect and you're doing it a lot of times, eventually you can't help but do it perfect. So mm-hmm. That also helps. I totally understand it. I wanna shout out Samsung and Ayana for coming
yes.
They ask them to come through much more. Ayana, you don't know. Yeah. You don't know if he's one team. You know, you support you to the heavens. You don't know. I love everything you do. Yeah. The moon and back. And I think that you are amazing. I think you are amazing and phenomenal. And we can be hearing lots more from you.
That's right.
We got to salute the young man, Dio. Ayana, he did a great job today. Dio, this is the first time hosting on radio.
Yeah, my first time hosting on radio. Funny now.
First time. Yeah.
Very good job, son. Yeah, cool. Very good job.
I appreciate it. But I got my cheeks hurting me. Oh, wow.
And so, Dio, I want to tell you on radio, like as a young man, this is moments that is honestly live for. When I could see a young man come and do saying he love, come and do saying that he enjoy, and starting something new and not being afraid to go in uncharted waters. And then loving it and taking on the challenge. And that's something that we can't scare to of us. So you got to stop, take a pause, and tell you that I am extremely proud of you for doing this. And I just live for moments like this. Again, young people, a chance. And you got a future. You got another career to ponder. And this is something that I can see you being also great at. And I don't mind. And I don't mind extending my platform to help you in any way possible, and that's my promise to you.
Sluggy, thank you, man. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thanks for giving me platform. Ollie, thank you also. I appreciate it. Thank you to my marketing manager, my sister. Honestly, like, y'all guys don't understand the battles me and LaShawn has got, but in heads, y'all don't understand the battles that me and LaShawn has got. Like, in terms of my marketing, y'all don't understand how she's put me in this tight ingrained shirt and put me on live television and what's not. You don't understand. But this woman, I love this woman from the bottom of my heart. From the bottom of my heart, I love this woman. So I just want to say thank you to LaShawna. It wasn't even a question.
Are we going to salute Ollie?
Are we going to salute Ollie? A bigger Ollie. Metro, bigger Ollie.
Ollie always willing. Ollie always willing, right, Dio? To assist. Anytime we got any young people, Ollie's always there, yes. And as you can see for yourself, because you ain't there with him, he's do everything. He do everything to make sure God move right.
I want you to know Ollie was one of you.
I got to let Barbados know that Ollie is a real one.
Yes, he is. Sluggy.
He and Ronnie is some of the very few great people left by on this earth. And that's real talk.
I tell you, Ollie was one of the first people to ask where the show was, how you can get there, how much to get in. Ollie's one of the first people to ask that. And I tell you, I get there directly on time because I came from another job. Get there directly on time. And the first person there, but as I stepped through the door, was Ollie. And I tell myself, yo.
You guys are great. You guys are fantastic.
A real one. A real one, Dio.
He's so humble.
I'm so humble, I could tell you guys, you can move on.
Beer Jen, ready to my rhyme. Salutes to everybody that locked on every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Uncle Sluggy and Ollie, and we got some new guests and co-hosts. Shout out to Dio the Poet, a new co-host. Shout out to LaShawna, my next co-host, and you're going to be hearing them a lot as long as they're available on air with me. And I'll be letting Barbados hear how great they are. Salute to Poetry Barbados. This Thursday coming, 8 p.m. Cricket Legends. This Thursday, 8 p.m. Cricket Legends, just $30. 14 poets and 6 singers. 14 poets and 6 singers. 20 artists. This Thursday, Cricket Legends, 8 p.m. And just $30 gets you in. I will be there for sure. I will be there early. Ayana John performing. Of course, Samson performing. You'll see Dio the Poet there. And can't forget the Poet of the Year. The Poet of the Year, Stone with Cupid. Big up to you. Ollie, this is your boy, Uncle Sluggy. It's been a wonderful show. And I'm out.